Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud, Sanhedrin Pei Vav, Sanhedrin 86b, pagination is 172. We'll begin on the first of the wide lines at the bottom of the page, Masnisin, with the new Mishnah. The Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, told us, that's Pei Dalet Amid Beis, that Zakein Mamre Yalpi Bezdin, a elder who rebels on the Bezdin, is a case of capital offense, chenek, which is the name, the topic of our perek. So the Mishnah explains, Zakein Mamre Alpi Bezdin, this elder who's rebelling against Bezdin, Shenemar, it's based on a pasuk, Parsha Shoftim, Ki Yipole Mimcha Dovar LaMishpat, when something will be confusing to you, will be wondrous, will be hidden from you in the law. And this is because different people are taking different positions. And the pasuk there says that you should go to the Supreme Court of the Jewish people, go to the Beis HaMikdash where they meet and pose the question to them. And ve'asisa, and you will be obligated to do whatever they rule for you. And then the pasuk continues and says that if there's still a person who purposely does differently, then he could fall into this category that we're discussing of Zakein Mamre, which has its own parameters. He has to be old enough to be a significant person to rule on issues, can't just be somebody who's arguing, and as we'll see, it has to be that he's ruling to do, not just teaching that he holds there's a different pshat in the pasuk, but you should still observe what the Beis Din HaGadol, what the High Court ruled. He has to actually be telling people to observe differently than the High Court. The Mishnah tells us, Shlosha Batei Dinim HaYusham, there were three courts by the Beis HaMikdash. Echad Yoshev al Pesach HaRabayis, one on the entrance to the Temple Mount. Ve'echad Yoshev al Pesach HaAzara, and one by the courtyard. Ve'echad Yoshev B'lishkes HaGozes, and the one of 71 judges was in the room called Lishkes HaGozes. Bo'in Lozeh She'al Pesach HaRabayis, they come to the court that they first encounter. Va'omer, and they say, Kach Dorashti, he says, this is the way I understand, V'kach Dorshu Chaveira, this is the way my friends understand, Kach Limadatani, Kach Limdu Chaveira, this is the way I'm teaching, they're teaching, Im Shamu, if this Bezdin knows the ruling, Omer Lohem, or Omrim Lohem, they tell them what the rule is. V'im Lav, but if they don't know definitively, Bo'in Lam La'osan Shal Pesach HaZorah, they have to go to the next court, Va'omer, and again, Kach Dorashti V'kein Dorashu Chaveirai, Kach Limadatani V'kach Limdu Chaveirai. This is the way I'm understanding it and explaining it, and this is the way they, Im Shamu, if they know the Halacha, Omar Lohem, Omrim Lohem, then they answer, V'im Lav, and if not, Elu V'elu Boyin LeBezdin HaGadol Shabalishkas HaGozes, everybody comes to the Bezdin HaGadol in the Beis HaMikdash, that's near the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash itself, Shemimenu Yotza Torah L'chol Yisrael, because from them emanates Torah to the Jewish people, Shenema Menamokam Ahu Eshayivchar Hashem, that's the real binding ruling, that's the Supreme Court of the Jewish people. And they issue a ruling, which is apparently against this individual, as great a scholar as he may be. Chozar le'iro, if he returns to his city, shana ve'limid b'derech shayo lamed, potter. If he continues learning, teaching in a scholastic, academic sense, that's not the violation of Zakein Mamre. It would be interesting to know if it's proper for him to be doing that. It could be that in different generations, certain questions are resolved differently by the Beis Din HaGadol, depending on how they vote. But if he's only teaching, it's not the capital offense. V'imhodo la'asos. But if he ruled that people shall observe his way, chayiv, that is the violation. Shenema v'o'isha shayase bezodon. A person who will do purposefully, eino chayiv at shayora la'asos. It has to be that he's going to do purposely, that it's a ruling that people should do. And Talmud Shahora Lasos Potter, if it's a student, he's not yet of age to be a scholar, a mentor, so he's going to be Potter. He's not in violation of the capital offense. Nimtza Chomro Kulo, the fact that we're strict with him and say, you're not ready to rule, that's the leniency that if he did rule, he's not going to be in a capital offense. So this is the basic structure of Zaken Mamre. And one of the interesting questions that we always explore on this topic is, to be provocative, what happens if he's right? In other words, Hashem agrees with him. So we encountered such a case, and the Gemara described the Machlokes, Rabbi Lozer, and the Chachamim, and we said, Lo Bashamayim hi, the Torah is not in heaven. And it makes no difference if heaven rules a certain way. The fact that Hashem gave us the Torah and told us to follow the majority of the scholars, to follow the Beis Din, there's certain guidelines, and we're just observing those guidelines. And that's Torah. So if a person asks, yeah, but what happens if he's right? He's not right, or at least he's not right in what we're supposed to observe, because we were told what to do in such a situation. One wonders, so then why did the Torah, to begin with, give us this directive to follow the majority if this other person is really right in his reasoning? And the Sefer HaChinuch addresses this, Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Vav, which is in Parsha Shoftim. And in essence, he explains that if you did that, you would never be sure about Torah. You could always have doubt. Maybe this person is right. Maybe that person is right. You would end up with shtei Toros. You would have two different methods of observing Judaism. And the Torah did not do that for us. Hashem did not direct us in that way. Instead, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Afilu yiyu hem toim bedavar echad min advarim, even if perchance it turns out that they're making a mistake in something, Ein ra'i lanu lachlok aleihem, we should not argue on them, Avol nasi kita'usam, instead we do like their mistake, so to speak. V'tov lisbal ta'us achas, better to shoulder one mistake, and everybody should have their allegiance to these great people, wonderful people, and not that everybody should be doing what they think is correct. If you enter into that level of self-doubt, then there's no end to the way Torah would unravel. The entire religion would fall apart, v'chiluk leiv ha'am, and the people's hearts would become divided, v'hefsed ha'uma legamre, and the nation would lose out. And therefore, the Torah was given to the Chachmei Yisrael, to the wise people of the Jewish people, and even if perchance, occasionally, they make a mistake, we're obligated to rest it on their shoulders and observe, and that's what we were told to do. And that becomes Torah, that becomes correct observance. If something emerges, they reverse the ruling. So then, when they ruled one way, we listened, and we were correct in doing so. And when they switch the ruling and rule a different way, we'll be correct by listening to their current ruling. And that is the concept of Zaken Mamre, who thinks that he's smarter than everybody else, and he might even be. But that's not what the Torah demands of us. The Torah says if you have such a case, you still follow the consensus of the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim of the Sanhedrin, the High Court. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.